Dorcas Robinson of the course team looks at the meaning of institutional development.
This offers a collage of development manager voices reflecting on the question, what does institutional development mean? To get their responses, I set out with my Sony mini disc recorder to find people at work in Britain and Zanzibar.
Change. I see the wider purpose is change.
I think the main point of institutional development is to create a sense of liberation.
For me, institutional development is essentially the task of developing indigenous forms of organisation, formal or informal, that can articulate solutions that come from within that are accountable to the people who are suffering from these problems.
To me, institutional development is where an institution or an organisation will progress or adapt to the changing environment which in it works.
I wanted to dig deeper, and I asked Tim Jeffrey from World Vision UK, Barry Coates from the World Development Movement, and Tamina Rahman from Oxfam what they mean by institutional development.
I find it very hard to separate institutional development from things like capacity building. And actually, I think that these are things that a lot of organisations do without necessarily calling them institutional development or saying that they are doing capacity building, but people are seeking to improve the performance. So I think those sort of key words like performance, efficiency, improving human resources are all part of what we mean by institutional development.
The term institutional development is generally a very broad one and is sort of used to cover everything from organisational behaviour issues and internal communications, etc., to people development within the organisation, to some sort of strategy and long-term development of the organisation.
I think institutional development has been often looked at and tied up with human resources issues, with training issues, capacity building of staff issues. But a major gap has been that it has not been looked at in how values and visions of an organisation are translated in institutional development.
Most of the managers I interviewed talked about organisational issues such as human resources and training, communication and management systems, but hinted at something more. For Thomas Fisher from the New Economics Foundation, we need to be clearer what we mean.
The implications of institutional development, if genuinely understood, can take practitioners way beyond the focus on specific organisations, the focus on specific projects, the focus on specific micro contexts.
I also talked to Tony Roberts of CODA International Training, David Harding, a freelance consultant, and Bob Hodgson of Siegel Quince Wicksteed about these distinctions and overlaps in practice. They talk about how institutional development can't be reduced to organisational development, but also about how the two are connected.
If it was normal within our organisation to talk about these things academically, and it's not, then we would make a distinction between institutional issues and organisational issues. In reality, we use the terms interchangeably. But I think the institutional issues would be those around culture, which with a three-year programme of organisational development is almost inevitably bringing about cultural change, a change in the way the organisation perceives itself, the way that people behave within the organisation, which may relate to gender, which may relate to decision-making processes. And hopefully will lead to a cultural change where people always look self-critically at their own work and at the work of the organisation.
When you're starting to work with organisations, the questions always come up. For example, in terms of looking at making the organisation effective, effective for what and with whom? So you're immediately looking at the external impact of the organisation, you're immediately looking at who the organisation works with, and you're looking at the setting it works within.
To me, I make a strong distinction between organisational development and institutional development, where institutional development is the creation of a proper framework where different parties can come together, each with perhaps a well-defined set of responsibilities that together but working independently can contribute to some development objective or some social goal or some economic objective. Now, clearly, for each institution to be effective, they have to be an effective organisation. But the working out of how best to resource and skill an organisation is, to me, a slightly different area of work to institutional development in the whole.